gosh, that's catchy. How do you not dance to the intro to It's Your Call? Oh, by the way, hi, this is It's Your Call. I'm John Milkey, your host. The show is brought to you by McCarthy Automotive, nominated at Faces Magazine for Best Auto Repair. You'll be able to vote as of Sunday for all of the Faces Awards nominees. So as of Sunday, you can vote once a day per IP address, or I believe it's actually done by email. Anyway, yours truly, this show, up for an award, as well as the radio station, various properties. So anyway, look for that. Support your local small businesses that are nominated. Give them a little love. And yes, listen, McCarthy Automotive, well-deserved. Well-deserved. I hope you win. 1150 Heron Road. McCarthyAutomotive.ca. Oh, in case your phone hasn't reminded you already, in case your social media feeds haven't reminded you already, we're all going to die tonight. Yep, there's snow on the way, and we're all going to die. That's all there is to that. It's been nice knowing you. We've never seen snow before. We don't know how to handle this. Well, okay, OC Transpo doesn't know how to handle this. Dear God. I mean, this is, like, right now, all I do, like, every single TV show and whatever I'm watching, it is sports betting, sports betting, sports betting. Every second commercial is sports betting. I want to put money on how long it is after the snow begins, like, really begins, until the LRT is stuck again. Like, we should have some sort of online place to put our bets. You know, like, pick the square. Like, at this point in the track, at this time on this day, and like, make it a 50-50. So, like, 50% goes to, like, some charity, and Julie wants in on this bet, you know, and 50% goes to the winner. Anyway, we went down that track, pardon the pun, yesterday. We're not going there again today. Can I tell you, though? Okay, I'm not. They're placing their bets now in our chat room. It's fantastic. By the way, the chat room is on Twitch TV, so twitch.tv/BTR radio. We're also on Facebook, Blast the Radio, and my Facebook feed as well, YouTube. Just go to itsyourcall.ca, itsyourcall.ca. I am not into the drugs. All right, I want to just preface this comment. Yeah, I've vaped occasionally. It does calm my anxiety, but it's been very, very rare, and only recently that I sort of even thought about acquiring anything of the sort. I've never done a gummy. I've never done gummies, but I know people, and I hear them describe their experiences with gummies. I'm here to save you a couple of bucks on your gummy purchases. You don't need to do that. I brought a new chair into the studio yesterday. See, it's not really a new chair. It's been sitting in a storage room for a while. It's just I'm spending an inordinate amount of time in the studio, and the chair I was in, very uncomfortable. So I thought, I'm going to bring the high back chair back in. And when I did, I broke one of the wheels off the base. I think there's like five or something on the base. So I'm sitting on this chair right now, and it's just wonky enough. Like, it's stable, but it's just wonky enough. It's kind of trippy. So if you're on a tight budget right now and contemplating, you know, where do I make some cuts in my expenditures, if gummies are, you know, on your list of things you buy, maybe not. Maybe just take a wheel off your chair and try this for a while. It's kind of trippy, kind of fun. LRT bets rolling in. You guys kill me. Kathy says 100% will not be up and running tomorrow. Lisa says that's so crazy. Ours in Kitchener run smoothly for the most part. Yeah, yeah. Rub it in. Rub it in. All right. Let's get to what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about education. And it's kind of in the back of my mind for a while. Lowell always, oh God, I loved listening to the Lowell show when he would do this. And he'd usually do it in the summertime when the kids were home from school. He would quiz them on Canadian things, basic Canadian things, to see just how the education system was actually serving our young people. And by and large, it ended up being quite the comedy show. But it came up again last night, the Nick and Joe show. Maybe you remember Nick Vandergrat was also on CFRA. He does a show here with Joseph Ben-Ami. It's the Nick and Joe show, Wednesdays, 8 till 10. And education was something they were discussing last night. It kind of got me going, because I don't have kids, right? I've got my niece living with us right now, brilliant student, does very, very well. But you keep hearing about how the education system is not really serving our young people, that they don't really know the things they should know. So here's the question I want to ask you. I'll just get right to it. When it comes to this, the core subjects in school, okay, math, science, English, French, languages, history, geography, those core subjects, what do you believe are the most important skills from each of those that the class of 2023, we're talking the high school class of 2023, should have in order to graduate high school? When it comes to math, for example, should they, I mean, to me, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. But trigonometry is not something I've ever had use for. Oh, the hours I spent worrying about a trig exam. Right? I've never used trigonometry. Square footage, square roots, is that important? Finance is something I always wished they had taught us in high school. All they taught us how credit cards work. They didn't teach us about budgeting. They didn't teach us about how to fill out a tax form. They didn't teach us how to balance a checkbook. Okay, and science. And I will preface this by saying I was not good in math. I was really not good in science. I think I failed grade 9 science 3 times, like first year, summer school, second year. I think I got it when I had to take it again in summer school the second time. Same with grade 10. I was horrible in science. Never mind. I got the basic was like grade 10, and then you can move on to other things. I got my grade 9. I got my grade 10. I'm sure they gave it to me. Just move on with your life, John. So chemistry, biology, what in the science realm do you think the class of 2023 should have before they can graduate high school? Languages, English, French. I mean, I graduated French immersion. Je suis capable de parler français. C'est pas de problème, il y a un petit peu accent anglophone, mais je suis capable de parler français. J'ai passé été, après été, faire des échanges d'étudiants. J'ai passé une été à Chicoutimi-Jonquière, une été à Thetford Mines, une été à Sherbrooke, et Rivière-du-Loup. I can speak French, but I'm not considered bilingual. I could not go to the government tomorrow and apply for a job, even though I can speak French like that, because I'm not considered bilingual. I don't have the piece of paper that says John Milkey can speak French. I certainly cannot write in French. So in the languages, what skills should they have? Spoken word, reading ability, reading comprehension. And let's get to history, shall we? Could your kids in high school today name our first prime minister, whose birthday was yesterday, by the way? Should that not be a holiday in Canada? I know, the person in question, a lot of people want to tear down his statues, in fact, are tearing down his statues. They want it removed from every little thing. Look, he's the first prime minister of our country. And things were different then. You can't hold the person who was prime minister in our country when we were founded to the same account you can hold somebody to today. And love it or not, this is the person who was our first prime minister. What about our war heroes? Could your kids tell you stories of some of our amazing war heroes? There are a plenty. What about successful Canadians in music, in acting, in literature? Is that even being taught? Are our kids aware? Geography. And David just brought this up. Where's the St. Lawrence Seaway? That's a legendary Lowell thing, right? That's one of the questions he would ask. Where's the St. Lawrence Seaway? If memory serves, he once had a kid on the phone from Brockville. Couldn't tell him where the St. Lawrence Seaway was. Okay, but when your kids graduate high school, do they know where the St. Lawrence River is? Can they name all 10 provinces? Let's get real crazy. Can they name all 10 provinces and our 3 territories? By the way, the same kids in the states have to learn 50 states and state capitals and find them on a map. Could your kids find the provinces, the territories on a map? Could they find the capitals? Can they find other countries on a map? What about health? What should they be learning in health? Diet? Sex? Physical fitness? So what are the things that you think kids should be graduating today with? The basic skills to prepare them for life. And I would love to know this. Can your kids today, can they name the Governor General? Can they tell you if the Governor General is a he or a she or a they? Can they name our current Prime Minister? Could your high school age kid today name your province's premier? How many Great Lakes can they name? Could they find them on a map and identify each correctly? Could you? While we're at it, where's Hudson Bay? Don't say in the mall. Do not say in the mall. In which province or provinces would you find the Rocky Mountains? How many oceans touch Canada's border? Can they name them? Do they know Canada has had a female prime minister? Could they name her? Do your kids know that the zipper was invented here? The caulking gun, the paint roller, the Robertson screw and screwdriver? Do they know basketball was invented about an hour down the road from where I sit? What about the telephone? Do they know what Signal Hill is and the significance of it? Velcro, there's another good example. So when it comes to the core subjects, math, science, languages, so English, French, history, geography, health, what's the basic, what do you want kids graduating high school to have a basic understanding of in each of those? 613-604-6464 is the number, 613-604-6464. If it's easier for you or preferable, if you just go to itsyourcall.ca, you'll find a little video camera icon. You give that a click, and we can bring you up onto the screen. So let's get to some of your comments, by the way, on our social media channels. We're still talking about the train. Mark has his hands full of new mayor. Big issues to solve. The Confederation Line is a lost cause. Just watch. It will get ripped out and replaced with something else that doesn't work. All right. History needs to be taught always. Yes, history does. But do Canadian kids really understand their history? I don't think they do. I was certainly never taught a lot about Canadian history. I learned about World War II. I remember learning, minimal Canadian history. It's only in later years in life, out of curiosity, that I start reading things about Canadian history. On a math level, Joshua says, balancing a family budget. I mean, that's math you use every day. Joshua, thank you. That was me. Because math, see, I was a weird kid in high school. I knew I wanted to be in radio. So I just rejected anything that was being taught that I couldn't figure out how it would apply to my everyday life in radio. Math was the first thing out the window. I'm not going to need math. What am I going to need math for? Yeah, that's all well and good until your first job at a radio station is there's a satellite service that provides the newscast at the top of the hour. And so you're no longer dealing in increments of 100. No, you're back timing now on a clock that is 60 seconds, 60 minutes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I've got a 2 minute and 34 second long song. I've got a 11 second promo that needs to run. There's a 31 second commercial, a 62 second commercial, and the song that's currently on the air has 19 seconds left on it. How much time do I have left to talk? Oh, should have paid a little more attention in math. To me, all I'm saying is, like, balancing a family budget, this is practical stuff. To me, that's just the way I learned. If you could teach me how I could use it practically, I would be much more open to it. Otherwise, I was just a closed mind to that stuff. Economics, home economics is Hein. That's gone in schools. And civics, where's that? Okay. This is good. This is what I'm trying to get to. So, you know, what is your baseline as it comes to the core of our education system, math, science, languages, history, geography, health? What's the very basic thing you want kids to have an understanding of before they're handed their diploma and sent out into the world? How about Canadian provinces and territories? Says Julie. My daughter, 22, still cannot name them and its provinces and has no idea about Canadian politics. How are they supposed to vote not knowing the different levels of government? I don't know. And I it scares me to think that there are students graduating who don't have that understanding. And yet, Julie, I'm willing to bet she could probably tell you a lot about American politics because we're inundated with it. But it's not taught in schools. I remember those civics lessons. There are three levels of government: municipal, provincial, and federal. And here is what each is responsible for. I mean, those are important things to know. Considering what? 50% of your paycheck goes to taxes, goes to some level of government. I want to know what goes where, like any other thing that I spend money on. Where's it going? What's it doing? Satan's playmate. Depends on what they plan on doing. Trades, trigs needed, higher math, going into the sciences. No, I agree with that. And let's not talk about the students who are, you know, they've got a very definitive course in mind, life course in mind. But at a basic level, what should kids understand before they can get a high school diploma and move on in the world? Because we just, listen, I know. Nobody fails anymore. Everybody gets a badge just for showing up. Here's your trophy. There's no winners. There's no losers. We're not keeping score. I know. Move on in life and find out the hard way years later that you can't cope in the world. But on a very basic level, obviously, if I'm pursuing something in the trades, trigonometry is needed, right? Square footage, etc. How to calculate this, that, the other thing. Yeah. But at a very basic level, the student who's not going to do that, the student who's not going anywhere beyond high school, what do they need to know? Tina says, I could not pass French for the government. However, I passed for the company I'm in now. It kills me, Tina Marie. It kills me. Je suis capable de parler français avec n'importe qui. Mais je suis pas bilingue. It's crazy. Anybody else you talk to, oh my God, you're bilingual. Not in the government. Now, of course, obviously, if I'm going to be doing something that is written word in the government, okay, so it comes down to my written word skills, which I have no hope. But isn't that crazy? I was one of the first classes to graduate after Pierre Trudeau put French immersion as a priority and it became a thing. I was one of the first classes to graduate French immersion. And like I said, I spent summer after summer doing student exchanges, speaking the language. I remember every English kid saying, can you translate this for me? They don't understand what I'm saying, and vice versa. I was that guy. But I'm not bilingual. Okay. Communication is offered before college. English is offered, says Lorraine. All right. Where is the St. Lawrence? We got to that, David. Yep, you're right. Thank you very much. I love that. I love when Lowell would ask them, where is the St. Lawrence River? I don't know. FYI. If you're in Ottawa, there's a highway called the 416. There's also, you know, Bank Street. There's also Prince of Wales, old Highway 16. Yeah, if you just keep going south in about 45 minutes, you won't be able to go any further because right there in front of you will be the St. Lawrence River. You know, and I question what's being taught in schools now, too. And keep in mind, I was an educator. I taught on-air performance at the college level in the radio program at Algonquin College. And one of the bugaboos I have these days, every single time I turn on a radio or a TV station these days, it seems to me that I'm hearing some newscaster or some person, everything is the police found the criminal lying in the bushes and put him in the handcuffs and took him away in the police cars. The, except it's not. It's the. 99% of the time, it's the. And I suspect the is being used, you know, just to make it sound very dramatic. But when I have this conversation with broadcasters, and by the way, to me, a professional broadcaster should be someone who has expert use of the language they use in their everyday course of business. Should they not? That's kind of the job. Just like understanding trigonometry is probably important if you are in the trades. Understanding the language is very important if you're on the radio, but everything's the. No, it's not the, it's the. And when I bring it up in radio forums where I'm communicating with other broadcasters, they laugh at me and just say, oh, you are old. The language has evolved. No. The language has not evolved. It's devolved. You're using it incorrectly, and it matters. And this is what young broadcasters come back at me with, but the college professors, to a person, every single one of them say, no, we step in and we try and correct this. We don't know why it's going off the rails. It's your call, 613-604-6464, brought to you by McCarthy Automotive. Hope you give them a vote for Best Auto Repair. Faces Magazine, voting begins on Sunday. Chris Fraser is on the phone, 613-604-6464. It's good to see you the other night, sir. Thanks for coming out to our comedy night and No Forks Given. What is on your mind, Chris Fraser?
Yeah, this is a very topic. I think that one of the problems I have with education, and I of course, I've been out of high school for several decades. So I'm not really in a position to critique what they're learning in high school right now. However, what I'm seeing is a lack of critical thinking skills in young people, and not just young people, older people too. When I watch the news, for example, it's interesting when you'll watch a news story and it's just fed to you and people don't question, don't go beyond the headlines. And
you're right, Chris. You're right. There's no real reporting. In the true sense of the word reporting, where somebody has an idea, they chase down a story, they investigate, they ask questions, they employ critical thinking. No, it's pretty much, I saw a thing on Twitter, and now I'm going to look at the camera and tell you about the thing. I saw the thing on the Twitter, and now I'm telling you about the thing that I just read on the Twitter by holding the cell phone to my face. You're right.
Yeah, I'm going to give an example, and it's unfortunately it's not a Canadian example, but just something that came up recently. And I like to pay attention to U.S. politics, and Canadian politics too, but I'm starting to pay a lot more attention to U.S. politics than I ever have before. So this past week in the, I guess the U.S. Congress, sometimes I get the Congress and Senate all mixed up. But anyways, the Republicans were trying to choose the new Speaker of the House. And it dragged on for a few days. And when you watch people in the media, they're saying, oh, the Republicans, like, what's going on here? Like, they're in disarray. And if they can't choose a leader, how are they going to help govern and blah, blah, blah. It wasn't until I listened to another podcaster they realized that, no, this is actually democracy in action. They don't just want to elect someone because he's the most popular person. So they were actually, there was a small group of Republicans who were saying, if you're going to be the leader, here are some of the things that we expect of you if you're going to be our leader. And so what is wrong with a couple of days of wrangling it out to make sure that you get the proper leader? So, but others in the media, for example, like the ladies on The View, if you ever watched that show, The View, they were saying how terrible this was and the Republicans, what's wrong with them? And it's like, well, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of infighting within a group to get to the point where you want to be, if you get what I'm saying.
Chris, I get exactly what you're saying. And we had this conversation when the conservative leadership was up for grabs. And, you know, Jean Charest was at Pierre Poilievre's throat and back and forth. And you see this in, you know, regardless of party, but in any leadership debate, they're all on the same team. They all want to be the leader of the same team. But they have debates and they have differences and they talk them out. And they do that so that the members of the party can then assess and determine who they believe best represents the party overall. That's very basic politics. That's what you and I do when we go and cast our ballot. We are expected to listen to all sides, see what their point of view are, and make a determination. And you know what? Sometimes that's just not a slam dunk automatic thing. It takes some debate, some deliberation, some contemplation.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. But if it drags out too long, obviously it's not a good thing if it goes on for months or years. But for a few days, like, what's wrong with that?
Right.
You know, and the leadership you mentioned, the conservative leadership, it was a good example of how you'll get the best candidate when you actually let them wrangle it out and throw around different ideas and see if the best idea wins. That's not a bad thing.
We seem to be against ideas. Yeah. It's like, I just, you know,
and debate.
and that's kind of, you know, the idea behind this show. I want to get into debates. I don't want to be right. I don't want to be wrong. I don't want you to be more right than me or more wrong than me. I know we all see things slightly differently. What I'm looking for here in these everyday conversations is just, can you bring me a little bit more to your side? Can I bring you a little bit more to my side? And gosh, maybe we end up in the middle somewhere. Because I don't believe that liberals and conservatives and NDPers and insert party here, I just don't believe that we all want very, very different things, and it's worth all this anger and this fighting. At the end of the day, I think we all kind of hold the same values and want the same things for ourselves. It's just we're looking at different roadmaps on how to get there.
I 100% agree with you. It's sometimes we use these titles. We use labels because it's easy to use labels. Mm. And I understand why we do that. But you're right. If I surveyed all my neighbors here, wouldn't all vote for the same political party. But what do we want as a community? What do we want for our city? I think we all basically want the same things. We may choose different parties to try to get there. Sure. But at the end of the day, we all want fair taxes. We all want systems like the bus system, transit system, to run properly.
What's that like?
We want our I remember those days. Yeah. We want safer cities, of course, but how do you get a safer city? You know, does a gun ban, for example, make your city safer? I don't know. In some cases, it might, but
no, you're right. You're right. We at the end of the day, I really believe that, Chris. And I talk about that, you know, like religion's the same thing. At the end of the day, I think we all want the same things. We want health. We want prosperity. We want safety. And it's how to get there is the difference. Well, that's not worth getting angry over and fighting and hating on each other. That's worth having a conversation over. And at the end of the day, sitting down, having a beer and some French fries and whatever else, and just talking it out, you know. So anyway, listen, I don't know what fun this show is going to be. It's not much of a talk show if you're going to agree with everything I'm saying. What the hell, man?
Exactly. If we all agreed, it would be kind of a boring talk show. But getting back to the schools, though, I really hope that critical thinking comes back into the schools. I'm not that worried if a person doesn't know where the St. Lawrence Seaway is, but, basic geography of understanding of your country, a basic understanding of your country, the geography of your country, that is important, obviously. And
do I dare give you the quiz on the provincial capitals, Chris?
You have an interest. Oh, you can try me. I don't know if I know them all. I think so.
Okay. Well, listen.
Victoria.
Okay. Yeah. What's the province next door to BC? I hate that I'm putting you on the spot like this. I feel bad. But okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
All right. BC is on the
Alberta,
West Coast. Okay. Alberta, the capital is?
Edmonton.
Nice. Next door to Alberta is?
Almost missed that one. It's Saskatchewan.
I love that we're going west to east,
capital
too, by the way.
Capital City, Regina.
There you go. You're three for three, my man.
Regina.
All right. Yep.
Yeah. Then we're going to Manitoba. Winnipeg, capital.
Ding, 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 ding. You're four for four.
Ontario, Toronto, capital.
There you go.
Quebec City, capital. Then we got New Brunswick.
Nice.
Is that Fredericton, I believe?
You're on a roll.
Okay. Nova Scotia.
Yep.
Halifax, capital.
Yep.
Prince Edward Island, Charlottetown.
We got one to go.
One more in the east, though, Newfoundland.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's.
Look at you! Yay! Hey, you get your high school diploma from Professor Milkman today, Chris. Well done.
There we go.
And I'll spare you the territories. Man, I appreciate your call, and it was really good to see you the other night. So we'll talk again soon. Chris Fraser, who was, you may know the name, of course, ran for office, and you know I have just an immense amount of respect for that. So thanks for doing that. Thanks for stepping up and for being part of It's Your Call here on blasttheradio.com. All right, couple of quick comments to get to before we shut things down. I missed a call from someone while we were on the show. If you want to call back real quick, we'll try and squeeze you in. I don't speak French. I was told I was too French, says Satan's Playmate. Okay. My 22-year-old cannot name the governor general. She can name the prime minister. She might screw up the premier and would have no idea who the mayor is. All right. If I would say the zipper was from Canada, my kids would assume it was the ride. Basic life skills. Kathy wants kids who get their high school diploma to have very basic life skills. Okay, well, what's basic to you is kind of the question, but I hear you. I get you. Lisa says, my kids would assume, okay, Lisa said that already. All right, why is my screen bouncing around? They need to make home economics mandatory. Kids need to learn how to cook properly to sew. Basics. You're not wrong. Of course, I took home economics thinking, hey, that'll get me in a classroom with all the girls. And to my surprise, it got me in a classroom with a whole bunch of guys thinking, hey, if I take home economics, I can be in a classroom full of girls. But you're right. That's a basic thing, isn't it? Sewing a button back on is a basic thing. I don't know very many people who know how to do that. They should be able to do an easy budget is one of the comments. Be able to spell and write correctly without spell check. No kidding. And that goes back to the. It's not the. It's the. It's only the if the next word has a vowel in front of it. A is another one. A police officer. A this. A that. A. It's ah. 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 Understand how language works. Oh, but you're old. Old. Yes, you're old. Language has evolved. Lawrence and View Terry would like them to have a basic understanding of the difference between each level of government, federal, provincial, and municipal. Thank you, sir. Back to basics, phonetics, balancing a budget, how to buy a major purchase like a car or a home, civics. Yes, yes, not everything is finance. Let's learn how money works. I think that's especially important now, Julie. Good point. It's especially important now that, like, most people don't handle cash. Like, when you've got cash, and I'm not a good money manager, I will be the first to admit that, but there's something about cash, when it's tangible, when it's in your hands, that you seem to have, you know, this understanding that at some point this is going to run out. I don't feel the same when I'm just swiping a card and, you know, and it just takes it. I mean, I go back to the days of finding, remember this? Going to the Byward Market for drinks. And like looking for the RBC machine specifically because it was the only machine that would give you fives. Every other bank machine would give you 20s, but I didn't have 20. But damn it, if I could find an RBC machine, I could have a five, and that would get me a couple of drinks for the night. Ann says, for me, it was important that my daughter knew how to handle money. To teach her, I gave a certain amount of money, and she had to buy all of her clothes for the year. I was taught that lesson too, Ann. Yep. Only buying expensive items for her, like coats and boots. I taught her to save and look for sales. Every parent should do that if they can. In my view, she's better at managing money now than I am. How about basic vehicle maintenance? Even though McCarthy Automotive would be a good choice for your auto service, torque your nuts. Thank you, Hein. McCarthyAutomotive.ca. Lisa says they need to teach a lot more health, like real health. More about sex, more about drugs, more about sex trafficking, real issues. Okay, Lisa, that's gonna get some contentiousness on, you know, the replies. Because people are very upset. There's a large group of people who really believe that they don't want their kids being taught anything other than maybe the basic anatomy. You know, and I'm with you because, you know, they don't like the idea of orientation, etc., being taught in schools. And to some degree, I'm in agreement there. There comes an age. There are some kids who are just too young for that, and it's not appropriate. But you also – and look, every kid is different, right? And what they understand and what they know and how they learn and how they know these things is different. But there comes a time where I think the schools, you know, have a responsibility to give our kids an overall understanding and education of how the world works. And the life that is being lived at home needs to be reflected. And look, there's a lot of kids who are growing up in a household where there are same-sex parents. Or there are trans parents. And the idea of just taking same-sex conversations or trans conversations off the table just doesn't make sense to me because it's not reflective of the real world. And I got into this conversation just last night. Somebody was saying, you know, the chances of me running into somebody trans are so, so small. Well, I got news for you. The show that Chris and I were just talking about, the comedy show that we were at on Tuesday night, there, that room holds, I think, 30 people. There were four people in that room, four out of 30, who are trans. So no, stop burying your head in the sand. You know, this is the real world, and I really think we owe it to our kids to be reflective of that in the conversations. But yes, I will agree that there is an age-appropriate time to have that conversation. I don't know what that age is, but to just discount it entirely, I think is wrong. Sex trafficking, etc. I don't know. I don't know. That's a necessary conversation to have. I just don't know when you have that conversation, Lisa. That's an interesting one. That's a tough one. There you go. Chris, you and I are wired similarly, he says. Math asked me, what's the surface area of an ice cream cone? I don't care. But anytime they talk to compound interest, I'm all in. Relevance matters to get my attention. See, compound interest means nothing. I just want the damn ice cream, Chris. We are not wired similarly at all. I want the ice cream. I don't care how much it is, what the surface area is. I want to know what flavor it is. That's the only thing that matters to me. Basic construction, says Chrissy. Engineering, building houses, yeah, the LRT has to start somewhere. I married into a French family, says Tina Marie, and yet she's not bilingual. Basic shop classes have been discontinued, possibly because of the student killed in Canada after, that was Barrhaven, wasn't it? The oil fuel barrel exploded. Oh, did they really cancel shop classes? See, that's an important thing because there is so much money to be made in the trades. There's, you know, talk to, you know how much plumbers are charging, electricians? You know, the people who are coming to install new windows in this house in the next little while? That ain't cheap. That's a good skill. And people who do it right, that's a hell of a good skill to have. Anne says, in the government, you would pass the oral test. No problem, John, but you would not pass the reading and writing part, perhaps? No, I probably wouldn't. Let's go to who hasn't had a comment read on the show yet. KMC Canada. OCDSB teachers. Okay. Let's get back to reading fundamentals. As I try and muddle through, KMC Canada, OCDSB teaches a narrative based on curriculum other than skill development. There you go. Daniel, thank you for weighing in. Dad was a professor at Ottawa U and Ottawa Teachers College. He educated teachers. He started teaching at 20. Many of his students did practice teaching at schools I attended. Finding a practical application and making it interesting was key. I dropped out of math in grade 11. Trig was the reason. I later in life had to return to where I left off when doing my commercial pilot's licenses. If each teacher had have explained that an aircraft landing on a runway heading 270 winds are 350 at 10, those teachers would have lost me. It had to apply to radio, damn it. No, but I understand what you're saying. And you can't, especially in a public education system, you can't tailor each lesson for one individual student, right? We all learn things in different ways and have different goals with them. So this is what I'm trying to get at. What's the basic? What's the baseline that every kid needs to get out of high school with at least this? I'm a busy grandmother, says Lori, sewing buttons on. Please teach our kids about leftovers, throwing potatoes out. I love fried potatoes, she says. All right, there you go. Listen, some great comments. I wasn't sure if this conversation would connect, but it clearly did, and I'm really, really grateful for that. It is called It's Your Call, and if you ever miss an episode, find It's Your Call, the podcast. Spotify, Google, Apple has it. It's on your smart speaker as well. All the links at itsyourcall.ca.